when I was commissioned for the piece here, I was told that there'd be a guest artist, and that the guest artist was a tenor, and that his name was Nick Pond. And took me a moment to recall that, oh my goodness, Nick Pond was the wonderful tenor I'd heard with Violon du Roy last year, so this is perfect. So they, you know, I was invited to include Nick in my composition as well, and so that worked out wonderfully.
Where did your inspiration come from for this piece? Is there an idea, an image, something that you drew upon as you produced this work?
Well, the text that we ultimately settled upon is it comes from a short story by Mark Twain called "The Boy's Ambition," a beautiful short story about it's told from the perspective of a young boy or group of young boys who are living in a small, lonely river town in the Mississippi River and are and have a fascination with riverboats, and that's the most exciting thing in the world for them. That's what, in their mind, that's the pinnacle of success, is to grow up and be ready to become a shipmate on a riverboat and get out and see and start seeing the world, quote unquote. And so for them, the arrival of the riverboat in their town is beyond thrilling. It's the most exciting thing that will happen to them in their youth, is when this riverboat passes through their town. And so this periodic arrival of the riverboat is a focal point of excitement. And so I settled upon just that event in the story. I thought that just the actual approach and arrival of the boat and then its departure was a clear gesture. It's something that I thought could make, without getting overly narrative in this piece of music, without trying to tell too much of a story, I just thought this would be perfect, because it's a mini story. It's the kind of story that the music can really support, rather than something that would seem more like a play or more operatic or theatrical. This is a story that can be told in a sort of aria-like form. So it's just this sleepy town and something spotted on the horizon and everything that ensues after that.
The riverboat, Mark Twain, is such a deep part of the American culture. Mm-hmm. And would you have run the risk possibly of cliche in looking at it? And how did you avoid that?
Well, I hope not. I hope I haven't been cliche. But for me, it was important that there be a sort of an element in the music that the music really feel like it was coming from a natural place. Like, I didn't want to fight too much against cliche, and I didn't want to take a combative stance against cliche. So I do, but I certainly don't want, I hope it won't be cliche. There is definitely a strong folk element to it, but I think that the way that we've chosen to layer it, and the way that the text is sort of set upon this flowing river, I hope will be sensible and evocative and communicative.
Something that I guess that intrigued me about you and your work was that you're a microbiologist, I understand.
In a
former career, but we never totally leave that kind of thing behind. Right. I'd say it continues to influence us throughout our lives. Mm-hmm. Does somehow or another that experience surface in this composition?
I guess one of the things that I found when I was in the sciences was that the real leaders in science, the people who get to run a lab at a major university, are actually very creative. Take those experiments that look like they must have gone wrong because their results are inexplicable, and interpret them and decide that maybe something very different and unexpected is going on. And those are that's the mindset for the true scientists. And as I moved further along, I was attracted to the creativity of the sciences. But I knew that I was a composer. I knew that I was a musician, and I was needing to move away from it and begin to focus on my work.